It's up to 9 Americans killed in Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That from the State Department as the war rages a third day.
This has been the hardest 48 hours that I can remember in my lifetime, short of 9/11.
Rabbi Ari Lightstone is an American and told Fox from a bomb shelter in Israel.
I have friends that I've lost, friends that ran down to the Gaza area yesterday and Saturday to try to free hostages. Children and grandmothers.
It's believed more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped.
They don't know where these hostages are.
Fox's Trey Yingst is in southern Israel and says Gaza's 25 miles long.
With tunnels, with high-rise buildings, with apartment buildings, with houses, with fields. They could be along the Egyptian border. Right. They may have spread out the hostages to ensure that if the Israelis enter from the north, that they're not going to be able to even find them.
This is Hamas militants keep firing rockets at Israeli cities. Israel has bombed more than 1,000 targets inside Gaza where hundreds of Palestinians are reported dead, and they're clamping down.
No food, no fuel, and electricity lines cut. That's the upshot of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant's announcement. Israel already controls the airspace over the territory and restricts who and what can pass beyond the heavily fortified border.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The Wall Street Journal reports Iran helped Hamas militants plan Saturday's surprise attack.
3 weeks since President Biden authorized the release of $6 billion to Iran, as well as releasing 5 Iranian convicts to get 5 American hostages from Iran.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House, where the Biden administration insists that money can only be used for humanitarian reasons. All this has driven up the price of oil, more than $3, while stock futures fall before the opening bell on Wall Street this hour. 4,000 Mack truck workers went on strike this morning after rejecting a new contract on day 25 of the auto workers' strike. A high honor for a Harvard professor, Claudia Golden, awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics for her research on women in the workforce and the gender pay gap. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With Israel now at war with Hamas, there's a push by some House Republicans to bring Kevin McCarthy back as House Speaker days after he was voted out. Congressman John Duarte tells Fox.
What we do know is that there is no greater friend of Israel than Kevin McCarthy. And in terms of American government this last year, Kevin McCarthy, our Speaker of the House, has been the adult in the room.
But at the moment, with the House still in recess, Republicans are considering either Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise to be the next Speaker. GOP Congressman Greg Murphy tells Fox.
It is my hope, and what I've heard from Patrick McHenry, we're pretty much going to lock the door on Tuesday to hopefully come out with a consensus candidate.
The Senate's leader is overseas, focused on the situation in Israel.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling the Chinese government to not stay silent on the events in Israel.
The ongoing events in Israel over the past few days are horrific. I urge you and the Chinese people to stand with the Israeli people and condemn these cowardly and vicious attacks.
Leader Schumer making the comments as he leads a group of bipartisan members of the Senate to visit China, Japan, and South Korea. Schumer says he's disappointed with a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, which had no mention of the deadly Hamas attack. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Back here in the U.S., condom controversy in California.
Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a measure Sunday that would have given public high school students free condoms. Newsom said he rejected the bill because it was too expensive for a state with a budget deficit of more than $30 billion.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. In the baseball playoffs, the Minnesota Twins tied their series with the Houston Astros. Texas, the Rangers went up 2-0 on the Baltimore Orioles in the American League. The NL series resumed today. Now in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers won again to remain undefeated. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Family of a teen hurt in Friday's hazmat disaster in Teutopolis has hired nationally renowned civil rights attorney Ben Crump to represent him. Crump's office announcing his services in the case of Anja Dengelmeyer on Thursday. Dengelmeyer driving through Teutopolis with three fellow freshmen at the University of Missouri. Project organizers and city leaders met with people at the Douglas Annex Center last week. Many felt unheard and used the opportunity to express that. Some said they're not against housing for the homeless, but they're against the project being done at the expense of their neighborhood. A license revoked from a Carlinville funeral home director after an investigation by Sangamon County Coroner discovered mishandling of cremated remains. Last week, Sangamon County Coroner investigating Hines Funeral Home Family Care cremations after learning a dead woman had been left in a hospital morgue for almost a month. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. ESPN 93.5. We go to our meteorologist, Greg Solier, and outside of a couple of days this week, I mean, it's going to be kind of 50s and touching 60 maybe here and there. That's about it right now.
A little cooler.
Yeah, kind of coolish and, early autumnish around here, but we will get into a midweek warm up with a warm front developing here by Wednesday. But this time of the year with these wide-ranging temperatures from, frost and freeze up to the north of us to summer-like 80s Kansas City to the west and south, that usually means we'll generate some pretty good moisture with one more of these systems making the run from the northwest into the southern plains right up over the Ohio and then stalling out over the weekend with, again, tropical issues in the Atlantic. And this should be the last of it here. Yes, we have harvest delays. Yes, it may not be very pleasant this weekend, but again, further drought improvement the story. This is the time of year you want to get that moisture, the proper moisture in the ground before the white stuff gets on going. 44 now, Willett and Savoy, Sam at Rantoul, 45 at Danville, 42 at Bloomington Normal. Thanks day's worth of weather today. Sun filled, the breeze will be light from the northwest. Temperatures about 7 or 8 degrees shy of normal at about 61. Some patchy frosty areas tonight after midnight, low down to 36. I don't think we'll effectively end the growing season, but again, keep an eye on the stuff on the patio first thing tomorrow morning with high 62 later in the afternoon with sunshine for the day tomorrow. Clouds are back in on Wednesday and rains will be breaking out throughout the day and more in the way of coverage as the day wears on at 65. 75 and Aaron shower thunderstorm early and late today on Thursday. That's the day to get out and enjoy the warmth. What weather ahead for Friday? A few more showers for the weekend. Maybe an inch or two from here on northward. Lesser amounts on south. High temperatures on Friday at 67 and only in the 50s for highs over the weekend. A couple of more shower outbreaks with lows in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. While divorce has become more accepted by society and a declining share of Americans think stable family life for kids is more likely when married parents raise them together, new report suggests intact families are more important than ever for children. Mental health expert who's more than three decades of experience in both private practice and inpatient hospital settings, Dr. Vince Callahan from Lakeland, Florida. Vince, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Why then is now more important than ever for the child? Because we went through COVID and all that mess?
We went through COVID, and I think it's the stress level of children post-COVID. And it all really reverts back to how you attach to your parents, whether or not you attach or not. And so when you've got a secure attachment with parents, then that child's self-esteem is great. They feel good about themselves. They're confident. They don't get bullied. But when that breaks up in the family, then the child takes responsibility, and it just adds more stress onto them, and it begins to impact everything in their life.
Sometimes it is really, really bad situations for married people. Sometimes it's somebody's doing something really bad, and I can understand you're in a really bad situation, but kids notice the two versus the one, and it's, you don't want to think that it's not going to be okay for the kids, because a lot of kids have grown up in one-parent families. It's worked, but you're just suggesting it's not as good as it could be, I guess.
I am suggesting that, and the real kicker, I guess the money shot, is the whole attachment piece. Kids are resilient. They bend or they break. And a child who's attached to a caregiver will bend more likely than they'll break. They're more resilient because of that attachment. So, yes, sometimes divorce has to happen. Sometimes it's a good thing to get out of some of those very toxic situations. But when possible, it's so much better to try to work through the issues and to stay married and to push through, because it does help the children create a safe space and a safe base for their life.
Yeah. Okay, so you have situations that are growing where the child has nobody. I mean, they truly have nobody. They're both on drugs. They're somehow managing to get to school sometimes. Vince, how do we possibly combat stuff like that?
We combat that by teachers understanding what early life stress is within children. And we teach teachers what I call relational learning techniques, where these teachers can bond with, because students do bond with teachers. And as long as there's one caregiver, whether it's a teacher or a parent, but at least if there's one caregiver that they can bond to, that child can make it.
So we're kind of asking teachers to really, really get involved from the standpoint emotionally and really watching out. I mean, it's not really what they were supposed to do initially.
Right.
Kind of supposed to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to let the mom and dad and the home. But boy, I think that's really hurting America and frankly, the world, when you have kind of the breakdown of some of the fundamentals that are so important.
As one person put it, it's the duh moment of today. Duh, yes. Two people raising kids in a marriage, a secure home, is the ideal. It unfortunately doesn't happen that way, and we're left to figure out how do we make these kids survive and thrive, not fail.
How bad was COVID on these kids? I mean, are we ever going to know that?
Well, we know that post-COVID, teen suicide attempts is up 66%.
How much?
66.
Is that because of COVID or because we got to get rid of the stupid phone?
Well, it's because what COVID, the pressure that COVID put on kids and from learning and not learning and all that, but 66% increase in suicide attempts, not completions, but in suicide attempts since post-COVID.
So sad. But now you got me on my tangent here. I really would not allow a child to have a phone outside of the kind you call mom and dad. No social media till you're 18, Vince. It's a net bad. I'm telling you, these things that the kids are exposed to is awful.
It is. Screen time is another one of my pet peeves. And I'll even throw this in there. There's a study that showed that kids who get phones at 6 months, which this is true, kids do get screens as early as 6 months as a babysitter. But 6 months to a 1.5-year-old, when you give that screen to that young of a child, they have a 52% greater chance of developing autism than if they didn't have the screen.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Wait a minute. How does a baby at 6 months hold a phone?
Well, the parents hold it for them.
Right.
And they're just looking because they'll stay quiet?
Yep. They're looking. It's the electronic pacifier. So they're looking. The baby will stay quiet. They'll engage with what's on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's giving dopamine rush in the brain. The baby loves it. It's the electronic pacifier.
And you're saying that's a bad deal.
I'm saying it's a horrific bad deal, because even if they don't develop autism, one of the things that does happen, it slows down their development at around age 2. Communication skills, problem-solving skills, and social interaction is all impacted simply because of the screen time that early in their life.
But aren't there things online people can look up on how to kill yourself? Why is that any good? I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We're allowing that, thinking, well, that's fine. Everybody's got those. And they're doing their homework.
Mm-hmm. They're not doing their homework. They're on screen time. They're getting 230 notifications a day.
Oh, my.
Is the latest report. So that's one every 1.1 to 1.4 seconds a teenager is getting some kind of notification. You don't even get me started. You're building a whole self-esteem based on screen time, and that's one of the worst things you can do as a teenager.
Why do we post? We want to see how wonderfully popular we are, right? I mean, the goal
that's
of some
right.
is to think and go viral. That's their goal, man.
Absolutely. Well, that's because they're building their self-esteem on screen time.
Yeah.
Well, and in the moms networking groups and stuff that I'm involved in, so many people just get tired and they're tired after working so hard that they don't really enforce the chore chart. They don't have incentives and allowance to get the financial skills and budgeting for a kid younger. They don't give jobs because it's just easier to just do it. But in the end, you're not empowering your child to be a responsible adult.
No, not at all. You are actually hurting them, and they're not becoming They're not building self-confidence. They're not building self-esteem. The opposite is true, and we're hurting them more than we're helping them. That's why I tell parents, try this little experiment. I do this when I work with families. Give 1 hour a week. You pick whenever it is, but take Excuse 1 hour a week and everybody turn your screens
did,
off.
Did you mean you mean an hour per day part? Don't you? Is that what you misspoke? I mean, you're not serious.
I would love it to be an hour a day, but I have trouble getting families to do an hour a day, but I don't have trouble getting 1 hour a week or 15 minutes for 4 days. Take your pick.
Wow.
But it'll change the culture of their family.
Anybody doing it?
Yeah, I've had several of my clients do it, and what usually happens now when they start the 1 hour, it goes to two or goes to three because they realize how much they love being connected.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much they've missed
Well,
it.
Listen, we're addicted to. So, I mean, it's not like,
right.
You know, it's just we're, mm-hmm. This is an addiction, Vince. This is a stinking addiction.
It is.
It really is.
Well, let me throw this out here. The same parts of the brain that are used for when someone uses drugs, there's drug addiction. The same parts of the brain that are used for drug addiction are the same parts of the brain that are used when you're on your screen. So therefore, the screen is an addiction.
Dr. Vince Callahan, mental health expert. How can people connect with you in Lakeland, Florida, Vince?
DrVinceCallahan.com.
Easy
enough.
There's
a free download on our website called the Drama Free Home that they can get totally for free. We don't sell anyone's information, but just DrVinceCallahan.com.
Appreciate your time. Nice meeting you, Vince. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
On the Tapman's Choice phone line, ESPN 93.5, 8:17 sports headlines.
In the Illini Nation, Nebraska came out on top Friday night, 20-7, and now 2-4 on the season. We'll head into Maryland with a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. After that, on Sunday, we'll begin homecoming week. And that's exciting with the 5K, and Josh Whitman is there, and the dying of the fountain. We're already getting our game face on for all of that. The parade will be on the 20th, and then the game against Wisconsin will be either 11 or 2:30 on the 21st. So keep that in mind. Wisconsin over Illinois volleyball. That final was in three sets, but Stuff Huff event was over 3,000 people in there. We're 7-9 on the season, 2-4 in the conference, and next up is number 24 Ohio State, Friday at 6 in Columbus. Illinois golf in West Lafayette for the Purdue Fall Invitational in this 54-hole event. As far as football tonight, it'll be Green Bay and the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right, we'll check Greg's weather coming up.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm Agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm Agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Serra Champaign. Visit Serra, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh, Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banff vicinity, and overall, pretty much as expected over the weekend. Weather-wise, into the early part of this week, a little on the cool side. There'll be a moderation in temperatures midweek, but fraught with a dynamic system. It'll generate some widespread beneficial moisture, though, from a drought standpoint across the Corn Belt. Yeah, some harvest delays, and cool, showery weather then lingers into the weekend. Drier next week. Sunny skies, cool today at 61. A light northwest wind tonight, clear, some patchy frost laying in spots after midnight in particular, with a low down to 36 for the day. Tomorrow, some patchy frost early in the day, then mostly sunny, 62. Clouding up on Wednesday, northbound warm front shower activity breaks out in the morning, more so in the afternoon, high up to 65. It'll be a warmer Thursday, partly sunny, shower thunderstorm in spots up to 75. Showers and thunderstorms, 67 on Friday. Showers over the weekend with highs into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Cunningham Children's Home provides caring support and therapeutic intervention for more than
conflict is keeping stocks under pressure, and crude oil prices are higher because it creates uncertainty about how oil will be impacted. Shares of defense contractors are higher. Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman are up more than 3%. Shares of chip design company Arm jumped as the stock launched recently, but now Wall Street analysts say Arm shares could soar as much as another 57%. At least seven market watchers are recommending investors buy the stock. They see it benefiting from its technology to be used in artificial intelligence and new connected devices. The Amazon Prime Big Deal Days are tomorrow and Wednesday, but MarketWatch says the best deals are usually on Amazon's own devices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, Invested.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Ginger, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Ginger Mills, Cunningham Children's Home, Be a Hero 5K, coming up this Saturday. Is it here already?
Already.
Wow.
Yep. My shoes are getting laced up for the third annual Be a Hero 5K for Cunningham.
Awesome. You running?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Exactly.
No. In fact, it's kind of funny because, you know, my husband's a runner and I am not. But funny enough, I've started running after a pickleball when I'm playing on the court.
There you
and
go.
I have to chase after it. So it's kind of fun.
You're number one, according to the rankings in Urbana, you're number one pickleball player, Ginger. Good job. Tell people what Cunningham Children's Home does.
Well, we last year provided services to 846 youth and families in our community through three main programs. Our residential program, where we have kids living with us year-round who have experienced trauma, abuse, and neglect. We have three special education schools, two here on our campus in Urbana and one in Rossville that serves Vermilion County. And then we have a whole array of community services programs in which we're working with youth and families who are experiencing difficult life situations. And that could come through Hope Springs Counseling Services, which is our outpatient behavioral health clinic on Devonshire Drive. And then we have about nine different either state-funded or county-funded grants in which we are kind of using the expertise that we use with our kids in our residential programs And we're going out and working with families in 9 counties in East Central Illinois.
Awesome. Okay, so people can help. They can run. They can probably just donate and sponsor a runner if they know a runner, maybe, too.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? They can actually sponsor Cunningham Kids if they want.
Ah, nice.
So we'll have our residential kids participating, our day school kids participating. Even if we have kids from the community who are part of our clients in our community services programs, we want them to, you know, be able to experience this, too. So it's pretty simple to do. You can go to cunninghamhome.org. You'll see Be a Hero 5K. This is really open to families and all ages. So, of course, we'll have runners, but we'll have walkers. And then we'll also have, you know, if you want to bring the baby stroller out, you can do that as well. So it's really a family-friendly event. It's an industrial donut is at the end for every finisher. We have DJ music playing along the race route. We'll have people, like groups, cheering you on. We have lots of different U of I student groups who will be along the race course just encouraging you. And it's really a fun, festive event. Oh, and one other thing. It's just, you know, a few weeks out from Halloween, and so costumes are encouraged.
Oh.
And so, and a lot of, we see a lot of superhero costumes. Last year when we did this, I think Wonder Woman passed me 5 different times because there were so many Wonder Woman costumes out there.
That's funny.
It is a fun event.
That old dinosaur suit with that long tail probably wouldn't be a good idea, though.
It'd be a little
it might
bulky.
Be kind of hard to run in
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's awesome. So how can people get more?
Well, so you just go to cunninghamhome.org, follow the link to sign up. We will even take day of registration. I know sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know what my schedule's like, mm-hmm, or they mm-hmm. want to look at the weather. It does look to be great weather for a morning, you know, 5K. And so we'll have live registration all the way up until 9 a.m. Is when the race steps off at the pavilion on Windsor Road. We'll be right near that entrance. Overflow parking will be at Stone Creek Church, and it really will be a good morning to come out. All proceeds benefit the 846 youth and families that Cunningham serves this year.
Saturday, October 14th, 9 a.m. is when it steps off. So if you want to do things ahead of time, maybe an hour before, but you can do it so easily at cunninghamhome.org and register if you want to be a hero. And you could even get a cape with that $100 donation.
Yes. So a lot of people say, yeah, I want to do a little bit extra. So they either themselves will donate $100 or they'll do a little bit of sharing on their Facebook page and encourage their friends and family to support them. And then anyone who either donates or raises $100, we have this slick blue hero cape that you can wear while you are participating.
Love so it. Fun, Ginger
Mills.
And then
you can wear it throughout the week.
Yeah, so there you go.
I really am a hero.
That's so awesome. Ginger Mills, Cunningham Children's Home. Hope it goes really well for you and hope you raise a lot of money.
Thank you much, Stevie. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
CunninghamHome.org for details. And again, it's this Saturday at Meadowbrook Park starting at 9 a.m.
Well, before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests that the couple, you or your spouse mm-hmm. or your mm-hmm. granddaughter, mm-hmm. whoever's getting married, you talk about money. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes people just avoid it. But if you can tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, you're going to find your relationship probably going to be better for it.
Uh-huh.
Busey is all about this and really wants you to even calculate your monthly costs, choose how bills will be paid, who's going to write the checks, who's going to monitor investments, take care of taxes. Let your spouse-to-be know your credit situation, vice versa. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt, get out of debt if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just starting out, or maybe you're celebrating a big milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. I think they have 90 or 100 people, and you know how many years, hundreds and hundreds of years of experience. Keep and manage all your accounts at Busey because they've got them all, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Visit Busey.com. You can stop by one of their many convenient locations today. You can call a wealth management advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Anderson's the head of that area. Busey.com. Again, Busey.com, member FDIC. All right, a break and then sports perspective.
Okay.
Stand by.
Go, Illini.
8:30.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly. Still local. Still here. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fox News. This is Foster. 9 Americans are confirmed to have been killed in attacks in Israel. The Israeli government's ordered a complete siege of the Gaza Strip as part of its war with Hamas militants, launching attacks from the air and on the ground since Saturday.
There are tanks and armored vehicles preparing to enter the Gaza Strip. They are simply waiting for the order to start the ground invasion. Hamas and Islamic Jihad launching more rockets toward major population centers, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. We're also getting new numbers about what took place this weekend and how many people were slaughtered. Israeli media reporting that 800 civilians and soldiers were killed in that initial cross-border attack. Dozens taken captive back into the Gaza Strip, where they're currently being held beneath Gaza.
Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. The Pentagon's moving assets into the region. Israel's military says 3,000 reservists are being mobilized. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police thanking the public for helping them identify the vehicle and driver believed to have been involved in the deadly ammonia tanker crash last week in Effingham County. Police say the multi-vehicle crash happened a week ago on Highway 40 near the town of Teotopolis, resulting in the deaths of 5 people. The Chan Zuckerberg Initiative launching the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub Chicago, the new biomedical research hub, brings together 3 of Illinois' leading scientific and technology institutions to study human tissue with the goal of enabling new groundbreaking therapeutics, including the University of Urbana-Champaign and Northwestern University. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and the FBI's office in Springfield using the occasion to warn of an ever-increasing number of cyber crimes and cyber attacks. FBI says that from its perspective, cyber investigations encompass internet crime, which includes scams, fraud, and cyber intrusions like ransomware. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Banff is Saturday and pretty typical early autumn weather in our midst over the weekend. Continuing out early this week, sun-filled skies to start, dynamic wet weather system over a wide area of the plains and corn belt. Expected for the middle part of the week, we'll be into that as well, with a warm-up in temperature readings, another cool-down slated for the weekend, and additional shower activity as well. But again, drought improvement expected here this week, much drier weather pattern for next weekend going beyond. Sunny, cool today, 61, light northwest wind, patchy frost after midnight tonight, low down to 36. Tomorrow, some patchy frost to start the day, mostly sunny up to 62. Clouding up, shower activity breaks out Wednesday, especially for the afternoon, highs up to 65. Errant shower thunderstorm in spots, but a partly sunny, breezy, warmer Thursday at 75. Widespread rains here on Friday, showers for the weekend, and a cool off, 67 on Friday. High temperatures over the weekend, into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
All right, so you're feeling bad about Illinois football, are you? Okay, let me give you a little grass is always greener.
Okay.
So Miami's playing Georgia Tech. Miami's a pretty good football team. Miami has the ball with 35 seconds left. All they got to do is take a knee. Game over. They hand the ball off to the running back, and he fumbles. Mm. Georgia Tech scores a touchdown on the last play of the game.
Oh, man.
They lost.
Okay. Well, so, that's why Kagan Fagan did that one move where he stopped before he crossed the touchdown a couple games back, right? Well, because you don't want to have time on the clock.
Well, you're going up 13 with 40 seconds left. You're going to win the game. Maybe. Because, you might snap the ball and they'll kick onside kick. They'll get, I mean, that was really out there, but I understand. All you do is take a knee, and Caden Fagan took the knee.
Right.
Or he slid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one was game over if the quarterback takes a knee, but they handed it off. The guy fumbled. Georgia Tech recovered, threw a touchdown the last play of the game to beat him.
Man.
That stings. Could be as bad of a coaching call ever because you won the game with a knee.
Yeah.
So, Oklahoma and Texas, quite a game. Both teams undefeated. One's ranked 12th, one's ranked 3rd. This thing is just, I've never seen fans so close to the edge of the field. Now, maybe this was the very end where they're, where they have ropes trying to keep people, but they're, Diane, they're 10 feet away. I mean, a player could run into them.
Yeah.
So this thing is absolutely bazooka bonkers. Texas scores to the minute 16. Oklahoma gets the ball. They march all the way down the field, score with 15 seconds left to beat them. Oklahoma 34, Texas 30. Texas is undefeated. Now they have one loss. Their season is over. It's over. Texas' season is ruined. So if you're Michigan, you're Ohio State, everything's fine, but you can't lose a game. That's the opposite spectrum we're at.
Well, and Louisville upset Notre Dame.
Louisville's undefeated. So right. Louisville's kind of thinking they're the real deal.
They bumped up to 14. Notre Dame jumped down to 21 on the AP poll.
The Purdue coach went to Louisville. Jeff Brohm is obviously a good coach. So he took Louisville because he graduated from Louisville and went to Louisville. Now he hasn't lost a game yet.
I didn't realize that.
So you've got, Notre Dame season's over. And you're going, how can it be over? You're going to go to a nice bowl. No, it's over. The fans don't accept that. If you're at Texas, it's a lost season. You lost to Oklahoma. Theoretically, you could still get in the bowl championship with a loss.
I can't imagine being that wrapped up in everything.
But that's what would happen. I mean, here we had, 8 wins last year for Illinois, and we expected, 7, 8, 10, maybe better. We didn't know. And that didn't happen. That's just the worst. If Texas, who's now 5-1, if they were to go and lose two more, you got to fire the coach. 9-3? What? I'm serious.
Wow.
The perspective is so different when you're at these powers. You don't think, it's so much fun. No. When you beat a team 40-30, it should have been 40-7. What's wrong with our defense, man? Oh, we'll never beat Ohio State with that defense. Oh, my gosh. Believe me, people tend to find something to worry about. So it's not all parties and kegs, man. These people have their own stresses. They're not our stresses. All we're asking for is a bowl every year, trying to get to 6. A lot of teams do it. There's 72 teams in bowls, 78 teams in bowls. There's a lot of bowls. And it's just completely opposite. And then what happens to us is we get kind of fired up, then we get disappointed, then we kind of shut it down. You want to go to the game? What's the temperature?
Right.
Those people in the South, you don't understand. It's a completely different experience. They're there, period. It is a completely different deal. Ask Brett Bielema how it was in Arkansas. He took Arkansas to a bowl game, then think fever pitch going up, then it kind of went down. And then he got fired on the field. They walked down and fired him on the field. So it's a completely different game in the South. We have no idea. It'll never be like that here. It just won't. We have, other interests. We're fans. They come out of the woodwork when we win. But boy, if it goes bad, we're ready to badmouth them too. Because we were disappointed. In the South, if you lose 2, 3, 4 times, you don't have a job. And then there's a renewed hope because you got a really good coach. This guy's really good. And then it's changed the whole dynamic of everything with the portal. Guys can leave if they had a bad practice and got yelled at. They can go.
And there was a text in at 359-2255 with a recruitment jab or why can't we get better players like that.
Okay, so we're trying to recruit players that aren't real good? I mean, what do you say?
Right.
I mean, right now, though, it comes down to what? Money. All we got to do is get more money. We can get the big-time player if you're going to pay him a lot. Do we want to start playing million-dollar guys? I mean, we could because others are. You don't think the South has $1 million for their quarterback? Heck yeah, they do.
Wow.
$1 million.
The NIL deals are that big.
I think the biggest NIL deal, I heard from a pretty good source on this, is $600,000 for one player.
Wow.
So if you want to do that, talk Shad Khan into saying we're going to have the best team in every sport because you could. But all that does is just... let's see. You have two hands on the wheel. Raise one hand if you think that's a good idea.
Right.
More
pressure.
Listen, you can always buy more people because that's kind of where we are. This is free agency for children. It is. You can say student athlete all you want, but this is they're not asking about their classes. Oh, yeah, you'll get a great education. That's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, I want to go pro. soon. I don't like going to school. And they get paid, you know, not very many get paid, obviously. You know, I think everybody in the football team's getting a little something. It's more than they're, you know, we're getting. But, you know, the big stars are getting, you know, six figures for sure. The big ones, a few of them. You just raise more money, I guess. I don't know. Very frustrating. And believe me, Brett Bielema is frustrated. So it'll be interesting to see the response from, you know, disappointing. 2-4 is disappointing. And we all didn't think that would happen. We thought it would be a little bit better. It's just not really clicking. I think we have some really good pieces, really good people, really good guys, really good coaches. Just isn't working. So they're working really hard. And I thought Brett made a very poignant statement when he said, we got to quit asking them what they can't do. We got to ask them and tell them and direct them to do what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't make that cross block tackle, don't do it. Don't run that play. Well, he's not making the block. I know he can't. He's not capable. So now what? So I thought that was smart. I don't know if it's going to win us any more games, but I don't think any of us would put $100 on the Illini on any game coming up. I don't know. Right now, our confidence is a little bit shot, but it's not for the fact that they're not trying. And you got a bunch of kids. They're just kids. A lot of them are 19, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, you know, all these expectations. They understand how disappointed it is because they're disappointed. But it doesn't do us any good to rip them all the time. I'm not into that business at all because I know some of them, and they're good people, good kids. And so I'm rooting for them.
Well, and Luke Altmyer, someone we'll hear about and hear from in the 4 o'clock hour with The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. And big thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing and First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen of State Farm, and Carpenters Local 243 for sponsoring that.
Don't forget Jay Lehman 3-4. If you missed that because you're busy, 5-6,
yes.
Replay. And again, Luke Altmyer, the quarterback, great young man. That's after 4 with Lon and Derek. All right, we'll check your sports headlines coming up. It is 8:42.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25. Well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50. $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's. Then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 Fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Yeah, Dick Butkus passing away was big news for Illinois. The football world obviously recognized him as the best linebacker mm-hmm. ever to play. And he was at Soldier Field earlier
such
this season.
A legend.
Had a cane? Was
yeah.
at the game
at
on the field?
At the home
yeah.
opener, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I think so, with mm-hmm. Green Bay. But no, he was quite the player. I mean, it's... Yeah, it was. We got Red Grange and Dick Butkus. And
yeah.
We were coming up on the 100th anniversary of the Red Grange game.
That's right.
Michigan.
That'd be uh-huh.
24, isn't it? Yeah.
I believe so.
All right, ESPN 93.5, quick check of our sports headlines, 8:44.
Well, we combed over our Illini pretty well. Illini Golf in West Lafayette to take on Purdue for the Fall Invitational. That 54-hole event starts today, carries into tomorrow. So go Illini for that. Indiana ended up beating the Tennessee Titans in NFL action 23-16, and we'll have Green Bay's Packers in Las Vegas to face the Raiders with a 7:15 game tonight. New Orleans Saints over the Patriots 34-0.
Yeah, Bill Belichick said they got to start all over. They said, what does that mean? We're going to start all over. He just repeated what he
okay.
said. We're going to start all over. Well, what do you mean? We're going to start all over.
That sounds like Bill Belichick. Yeah. yeah.
Just in his monotone.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City over Minnesota, 27-20. San Francisco over Dallas in that late night game, in case you dozed off, 42-10 was the final. We'll have some National League games today. Philadelphia's at Atlanta, then Arizona at the LA Dodgers. Philadelphia, Arizona, 1-0 in that series. And that's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and overall pretty much as expected over the weekend. Weather-wise, into the early part of this week, a little on the cool side, there'll be a moderation in temperatures midweek, but fraught with a dynamic system, it'll generate some widespread beneficial moisture, though, from a drought standpoint across the Corn Belt. Yeah, some harvest delays, and cool, showery weather then lingers into the weekend, drier next week. Sunny skies, cool today at 61, a light northwest wind, tonight clear, some patchy frost laying in spots after midnight in particular, with a low down to 36 for the day. Tomorrow, some patchy frost early in the day, then mostly sunny, 62. Clouding up on Wednesday, northbound warm front shower activity breaks out in the morning, more so in the afternoon, up to 65. It'll be a warmer Thursday, partly sunny, shower thunderstorm in spots up to 75, showers and thunderstorms 67 on Friday, showers over the weekend with highs into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weaver's. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
All right. 10 till 9. Don't forget Jay Layman after 3, Luke Altmaier after 4 this afternoon. And yeah, we're going to get better. So there's that.
Speaking of better, Simone Biles.
And
she had 5 medals, 4 golds at the Worlds in Belgium in gymnastics.
How old is she? Because isn't she aging out? She's like at least 23.
Okay.
I mean, what's aging out for a gym?
Right.
I mean,
when it comes to their stature and everything, too. Boy, wow.
Well, make as many endorsements as you can, because, you know, that's not a long career. Gymnastics.
She was born in 97. So
no, she's 26. Yeah, well, she's ancient.
Right.
No. In that
she's
league,
only 4'8".
Is she? Yeah, because I saw her standing next to other, and they were at least 5'1". They were towering over her. Gymnastics, you're just not real big.
Right.
You don't generally see. I mean, Justin Springs, who used to be he took the assistant coach at Alabama job or something. Much bigger deal down
there. South, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, so I think he's, what, 5'4"?
Right.
5'5". He towered over people.
But at the World, she broke a record of 25 medals by any male or female gymnast. So
I mean, I've talked to many gymnasts, and I ask them the same thing. Aren't you just dinged up all the time?
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
They got a wrist, they got an ankle, they got a knee, they got...
And a lot of times you'll see them as soon as they're done with their routine on the you know, the beam or whatever, and then they'll get taped up again.
I mean, it's a unbelievable. People are that good at that thing, but it's unbelievable stress on your body parts and joints and everything else. I'm glad I got my kids into golf. Golf is really, for the most part, pretty safe. You can get hit by a ball and stuff like that. But no, it's a golf's one of those deals where any athlete can really learn. But it's frustrating. It's, you know, it's mentally hard, and you and compete and you're competitive. There's a lot to it. People have no idea how difficult golf is. There are so many good golfers in the world, but physically, it's a mental strength, and then you have to be physical enough to carry a bag, and then it's 110 degrees, and it's a really grinding deal where you can dwell on your mistakes for 10 or 15 minutes before the next shot. Basketball, football, you know, there's a lot of physicality and obviously athleticism with jumping and running and things like that, but man, I can't imagine football. And I know there some kids are just not going out anymore because the parents are reading about concussions and stuff.
Yeah.
But I still see over at Zon Park, see practices and games all the time.
Yeah, lots of tents up, lots of support for those Pee Wee football games.
Because every one of them are going to the league.
Right.
It is vicariously living.
I know, through your kids. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, but there's plenty of people out there watching. They're all lined on Staley.
Yeah.
The parking.
I know.
Parking lot's full, and they're out there in the 6th and 7th, 5th and 6th grades are little wee little kids. The 7th and 8th graders, some of them look ginormous.
Right.
Because they all grow
different. It's all over the place on the rate of growth.
Well, my dad didn't grow till he was a junior. Well, you're not going to grow till you're a junior then. And some kids are in 6th grade, or Marvin Coker.
Right.
He's 6'4".
I think
in 6th grade.
My first day, Gary sat on 2 phone books so he could drive me to the theater at 16. And I paid for the ticket, one child, one adult, to get into ET.
And he had to sit on a phone book?
2 phone books.
Why?
So he could look over the dash.
Gary wasn't that tall?
No.
When did he grow? He grew somewhere.
It was like during college. His sophomore year.
Well, that's just how it works,
exactly.
Okay?
We always go back to that first date experience. So funny.
All right, we will back tomorrow. We'll talk to you again in the morning between 7 and 9. You can always podcast at steviejay.com if you want to hear it again.
Absolutely.
And again, Jay Layman, you can't miss that hour. It's an hour, man. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say stuff. And then Luke Altmaier after four with Lonte, Derek Piper,
right,
with
Kyle
Tuff.
And you ran into him over the weekend.
Twice ran into Luke Altmaier.
What a great guy.
Great guy. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Have a great Monday. I'm Stevie J's. Talk to you tomorrow.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Capture every mood with Merle Norman's Fall Moods Color Collection. Warm and cool romance eye and cheek palettes feature four velvety eyeshadows and two blushes for creating on-trend mauve and smoky wine looks. Plus, you'll receive a free travel-size mascara with your palette. Enhance lips with the new plush lip liners in Rosewood and Merlot. Both complement four plush lipstick limited editions exclusively covered in lip marks. Fall Moods Color Collection is available now while supplies last. At Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive. In Champaign.
I'm Justin Ike, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February.
But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for